be looking for my pocket knife. Have it in my pocket.
Well, that happens to me.
Everybody.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you know, you might say, that man really what the other one.
He's a whoop to me. Okay. Yeah, I'm a good whoop.
What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? Like this. He's down on his...
His calf and leg?
Yeah, well, this part here.
Oh, that's the... Oh, that's your muscle. I mean, that's the thigh, we call it.
Yeah.
Thigh back on here. And that's the calf of your leg, and that's the muscle of your leg that call me to tell me how I'm at.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really...
Oh, he's close. He's stingy.
Okay.
Yes.
And if a person's wearing funny-looking clothes, you might say, he really looks...
He really looks bad to me, huh?
Okay. And if it were a woman, would you say the same thing?
Oh, yes, I wouldn't like the way she is. She wouldn't look good. She'd look
all right.
Bad.
And if a woman's wearing her best clothes, you might say, she's really...
Oh, she's really cute.
Okay. And if a man, you'd say, he's really...
Oh, yeah, I seen cute, yeah. Man's clothes fitting him.
Yeah.
Nice clothes on. He looked decent as a woman almost.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well?
They say he sure is devilish. That's what they say about me.
Okay.
I can get a town there and on startled or something. First thing you know, I got them crowd around me like this. Everybody likes my job, but my old lady, she says she don't like it. You really saying what I started having before now. I just left just before we all come up out there, had that crowd out there laughing about. Boy had laying block out there this morning, he claimed he knowed how to lay block. He laid about 20. Man, the other boy had to go back and tell him all down and really lay him. He had one out there. I didn't put no more than I said, boy, I can get my flame in that hole. He got me, cursed me. Yeah, when you got to put some more, you think it's going to stay there?
Yeah, sure.
Got to stick it.
What would you say about a person who never wants to do any work and no ambition?
Oh, say? He's lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
We would call that a pecklewood.
All right. And how about an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. What would you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? A car, you might say the car skidded on the ice and went...
Just lose control.
Okay. And how about an explosion? You might say pieces of metal went...
I think you got me there.
That's okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Call it a haunted house.
All right. And what are the spirits called?
Pants. All right. Something like that.
And what do you call something that people say brings bad luck?
Well, let me see. What is that thing that brings bad luck? I know, but I can't get my mind up on that. But I'll tell you what bad luck to me. I reckon it's because I think it is, because I keep my mind set to that. If I see the new moon through the trees, that's bad luck for me.
What might you call a person who brings bad luck?
Well, let me see, bad luck. Jinx. He's a jinker.
Okay.
Jinx on you.
Yeah.
Bad luck. Yes.
Ever a hoodoo or a voodoo?
Well, they call this food brings good luck. This
voodoo brings good luck.
That's what they're supposed to. They got them around here. These boys getting a little trouble around here. They ride night and day on the hoodoo man, but there's nothing to them. I've tried them.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, I call that a legitimate child.
Okay. And what do you call a place where...
Some folks call them bastard, but I don't like that name.
Yeah. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be